Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Robin Zodiac Show. Every Sunday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'm here doing live psychic readings. Also, check me out on Amazon. I've written a series called Secrets to New You Love. Log on to my website at www.psychic.com. That's psychic.com. It's the word psychic with a dash in the middle. So let's get to your calls now.
Good morning. So it's Mercury retrograde. It was Friday the 13th yesterday. It was an eclipse and it was a full blood moon. So I didn't schedule the show until the last minute. So we do have a couple calls holding, but I did schedule the show for next month. And so if you're listening to this recorded, next week, I will be on next week. So I took off Mother's Day and I went to the Renaissance Fair. And so I enjoyed my Mother's Day. I hope everybody enjoyed their weekend. And I'm back today, and I'm going to be pretty regular. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing a show on Memorial Day, but I'll keep you all posted next week. All right, let's get to the calls. Hi, you're on the line with Psychic Mom. Hello? Okay, not sure what's going on here, but we're going to move on.
Hello.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Joanna from Florida. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well, Joanna. Yeah, sounding good. How can I help you today?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy to get a hold of you. I had some property theft last night. My next-door neighbor had a guest last night, and my property disappeared after their guest left, and they're acting pretty suspicious. I made a police report, and I'm wondering, do you see me finding out who did it, or can you say that it actually, you know, it's going in their direction, because I do believe that they did do it.
I feel it was probably the guest. And, you know, the thing is that you're not going to get the property back, but I did feel like it was a good idea to check the pawn shops, you know, in the next month or so. But,
okay.
I kind of have a feeling that you might have to go with your insurance because I don't feel like it's coming back.
Right. But I'm sorry to ask you, and I don't know if you could even say that. Do you feel like I will be able to catch them or someone, or there won't be any closure to this case?
I don't feel there's going to be any closure, Joanne. I hope I'm wrong, but I kind of thought it was, you know, something that was very disappointing and, you know, upsetting.
Yeah.
And you know, even would make someone in your situation angry. So it seems like, it's one of those things in life that, you know, is disturbing.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much and bless you. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joanna. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move right along.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Ashil? Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil. Hi, Ashil. Yep. And where are you from?
I'm calling from New York City, so it might be a little noisy. I apologize.
Oh, no. You come through very clear. So, I like your vibe, and you seem to be a very happy person.
Yeah, I tried to be. Yeah, I did a lot of work on myself, so I'm glad you're picking up on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but I feel like you used to be a pretty shy person and that you really put yourself out there nowadays.
Yep. Yes, I did.
I do see transformation. I do see, and you know, a lot of spiritual growth too. So I also, like, you're very psychic also.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more intuition, getting stronger and stronger, yes. So I'm definitely going toward that direction. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, what is your question for me today? How can I help?
I don't know. It's a two-part question, but then the most important part is regarding my love life. I had somebody that I dated years ago, about 8 years ago, who really kind of hurt me. So I moved on for it. And, you know, I work on me, as I said. But somehow that person came back in my life, you know, and begging me, literally begging me to come back into my life. And as you know, I'm a different person now. So I'm not really interested. So I don't know what you pick up on that energy or if you see anybody else come into my life.
And what is your name?
Courtney.
Okay. Well, you know, once again, you know, in the beginning of the show, I said that, you know, we have Mercury retrograde, and a lot of times that is deep reflection and, you know, memories from the past become real to us and come up. And so it does feel like Courtney's going through a phase. So, and like you said, you're not into it. You've that ship has sailed in a sense. So I feel like this is just, you know, something that she's going through. And I do feel that, you know, it's a phase. And even if you did decide to go back with her, I don't feel like it would work out because, like I said, she's kind of under an astrological spell right now, sort of say.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I felt. I felt like, you know, I was just going with my intuition. It was telling me not to do it anyway. So, but do you see any potential partner coming in?
I do. I see you being very happy. I do feel that it seems to be somebody very sensitive, and I am getting marriage and children around you. So it does feel like the next romance is going to turn into something significant. So I do feel that that there's a change coming probably in the next 2 months. Let's hope it's sooner than that, but I do feel like you are going to be meeting somebody in regards to, you know, a significant partner, and I do see marriage, and I see 3 children for you.
Oh, sounds good. I'm very excited and look forward to it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the call today.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. We're going to go back to the phone. Hello. You're on the show.
Hi. Hello. This is Catherine in New Mexico.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for the call today.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah, how can I?
I am new here, and so just settling in. So anything about, not really a timeline for a job, but just how I could find the best match for me, or where I'll see it, or through people, or kind of the, I'm in the hunting phase right now.
You're in the hunting stage, and what work are you in? Are you in finance or things to do with real estate?
Well, I want to change. That's the thing. It's like a lot of people, I want to change what I did before COVID. So that's what makes me nervous about it, is I want to do something more creative and working with the arts more than what I did before.
I feel like that's that's a good thing that's going to take place with you. I feel that, you know, that there does seem to be new beginnings, the first thing that I thought is that you would be working from home. So that's why I asked what industry, because I was feeling like it was more of a remote job that that you were going to be generating stability and a stable income. So that's what I was seeing happening for you, because I'm getting a lot of happiness. I'm getting that you would be very comfortable with the change. I do see, you know, the transformation being good for you. I also feel like you've changed your appearance. So have you lost weight or gained weight, or have you changed your hairstyle in any way, Catherine?
Well, I, you know, with, I guess yes is the answer. It is changing. I think with menopause, I gained weight, but I feel now that it's rebalancing, like my whatever that part of it hopefully is over, and now I can balancing back to my original.
Yeah, that's happened to me too because of menopause.
Oh.
So, how old are you, Catherine, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 52.
Oh, you're 52. Okay. Yeah, you are younger than me, but yes, I do remember going through that. And a friend of mine, she ballooned up, and I couldn't
yeah.
even recognize her. And then when we reconnected, you know, she had lost all the weight, like, and you know, she said, you know, like 6 months ago, I used to look like this, and she showed me a picture, and it was, I couldn't even imagine that that was her. It was such a shock. But yeah, so it is a stage of age. But I also feel like we put up kind of protect ourselves, because when we do grow very old, mm-hmm. we get frail, and we kind of need the weight, you know. So I have a feeling that it's part of the process. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything. It's just something that I've experienced that I think happens a lot of us, but you know, sounds like you've experienced too.
I wear the same size, I wear the same clothing, but it's just like the middle, you know. I've never had a stomach, you know, like they say women can be a pear shape or an apple shape, and
right.
my middle is bigger, like more like the apple, and I'm like, what the heck, I've never had that in my life, you know, so I don't like that feeling.
Right. Well, I see change and transformation, and it does feel like you're going to feel more confident, and you're going to get it off. And, you know, it is a stage that, like I said, that it seems like we all go through, you know, to kind of prepare ourselves for old age. So, you know, I think it's pretty normal. But I do feel like I see love around you, and I see a younger man. So is this a family member, or is this a relationship love?
Well, my past, when I lived in my other city, the guy I dated was 10 years younger than me. And
okay.
I don't see a big future for him, but that is pretty common for me to meet. I have a young at heart. I have a young soul, so usually I'm attracted to a little younger people. So I'm looking for somebody here. You know, I don't see that previous guy coming back, but I believe I'm ready for a long-term relationship.
Yeah, I feel like you are, you're moving in that direction, and I do feel like you are going to, you know, probably end up again with somebody younger that. But I do see love in the new city, and I see it as a new love, and I see engagement, and I see celebration, which usually indicates a wedding. And I do see, you know, you being very happy with your romantic life. And I like I said, I do see you signing contracts with work, because I get that, you know, you're going to be able to pay your bills and meet your expenses. And I do see, Catherine, I mentioned real estate because I feel like you're going to be very wealthy one day. And I see you owning a home, and I see you, you know, having a great deal of money, and I see positive changes.
Wow. That's wonderful. I'd say I'm ready for it. It's kind of like working on two things at once, because I do have ideas for my own business or my own working for myself. And at the same time, I want to get out in the community and do, you know, could be contract work. I worked in events in the past. I've done a lot of event management. So that part I could do again in the short term, you know, like festivals. I'd like to work creative, like art, kind of, you hit it. I'd like to kind of, at this point, do both as I'm kind of figuring out my own personal income business.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be very successful. And I do see, you know, you're doing a lot of PR and marketing and, you know, making a great deal of money. So you got all the three strong money cards, wealth, good fortune, and the Ace of Discs. So I wanted you to know that.
Wow, I like that. The Ace of Pentacles?
Yes, same thing.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you. This is the first time I've called in to the show, so I'm glad I'm glad it's okay. Because when you first move, you're like, oh, my God, what have I done? And kind of starting all over again, and you don't know if you have the energy, so that this gave me a boost. So.
Good. I'm glad you called today.
Yeah, me
too.
Have
a wonderful
day. Thank you. Okay.
It's my pleasure. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on. Hi, you're on the show with Robin Zodiac.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, who's this?
Hi, my name is Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, my pleasure, Brian. And where are you calling in from?
Chicago.
Okay, great. And how can I help today? What is your question?
Yeah, the question of the day is, I've been job searching in Chicago area, but have not been able to find anything. So I just want to know, do you see me moving soon?
Well, I do see, once again, you got strong money cards. You got good fortune coming up, and you got celebration, which indicates that, you know, your goals will be accomplished. I do feel that, now are you moving for love, or if you're not, it seems like there's love on the horizon, but I am picking up love. So is there someone in your life now, Brian?
Well, no, I'm married, so there's no love interest right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's the love then, because I do feel like, you know, that both you and your wife are going to be very happy and love your new surroundings. So I do see the change. I do see a luxury, which usually indicates a home. And I see that both of you, you know, like things are going to fall into place for both of you. And I see that you're both very, very much in tune with each other. Like you finish each other's sentences. You like the same things. You're very compatible. Does that sound about right, Brian?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. And your question is are you going to find a job? Yes, I do feel so. And you are looking outside of the Chicago area, right, to move?
No, I'm in Chicago right now, but I haven't had much luck here. So I'm possibly looking somewhere like either Houston or Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah. I was actually, before you said Houston, I was picking up Texas really strongly. So, and I do feel like, you know, you'd be able to buy a home and you know, the change would be very good. Los Angeles is a great place, but you would really have to downsize. You know, a one-bedroom apartment is the cost of a home in Texas, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But the weather in L.A., you can't beat it.
Exactly.
So what does your wife think? Is she willing to downsize?
We're just kind of open for options right now. We really have hard opinion on neither one. We love the weather out in California, but we also like Texas culture. So there's, you know, there's positives on both ends that we really consider. But you're right about the, you know, the whole pricing, house pricing. Los Angeles is maybe not work, and we know that. So we just kind of considering other options.
Right. Yeah, I've had my apartment in Los Angeles since April 5th, 1996. So my rent is so cheap, I don't want to move. And the neighbors really come up. When I first moved in, you know, it was not a good neighborhood. It was not a safe neighborhood, but, you know, I was bound and determined to just, you know, keep the blinders on. And the neighborhood is, you know, turned into, you know, a couple million dollars for a two-bedroom home, you know. So, like I said, you know, ooh, L.A. is really nice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, but you can't beat the weather.
Not at all. I was just out there this past week.
Oh, really? On business?
I just graduated from USC.
You did. Fantastic. So,
oh, yes.
Great. Oh, that's amazing. But you live in Chicago right now, so where do you and your wife live?
Well, currently right now we live in Chicago.
Okay.
And we've been here for last couple of years. We like the city. We don't like the people. And we just had some issues after one issue after another when it comes to my job, when it comes to our finances. I'll just kind of give you one of the latest issues I was dealing with last week. I interviewed for a job that I was referred to, and it turned out to be a complete sham. They pretty much want me to fill in, you know, basically interview for a job with the person I already had in mind, but if they brought me on, it's for the interview. It may seem like it was a competitive, you know, equitable, but they already wanted this person they had hired. And the interview started like an hour late because they were having a party. They knew I was coming for the interview, but they still had the party. And it was just very distasteful. And it was just me and my wife, we just had, go ahead.
Yeah, disrespectful to your time.
Yeah. And so me and my wife just got fed up. It's like, you know what? It's maybe time to pack our bags.
Yeah. It seems like that. Well, in LA, you're going to get a lot of flakes like that, too. So just be warned. You know, people make plans and change all the time. So it's notorious for, you know, flakes and nuts is what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
But much about Houston, but like you said, if you like the culture and you would have, you know, a better life. And like I said in the reading, I saw luxuries and a home, and, you know, I do see, you know, change of job. And I do feel that, you know, that would be a good place, you know, to at least start with. And then, you know, you can always, you know, move to LA, but like I said, it's probably a good idea to, you know, and Houston's warm weather and it has a beach. So, you know, it's probably the, you know, the best place to go to.
Okay. We were leaning heavy towards, you know, Houston because the cost of living is much, much cheaper and less traffic.
Yeah, exactly. So I do feel like, you know, you'll find a job first before going down there. But I do see you and your wife traveling down there and getting a place and coming back to Chicago and packing up and making the move. And both of you are going to love the fact that you, you know, took that next step.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move right along. Yes, hey, Mom.
No, I am just listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So, like I said, I kind of started the show late. We're almost at the end, and I have been doing some incredible readings recently. I've been really tapping in. I've been getting names from deceased loved ones and doing some incredible, very deep mediumship readings that have really transformed people. They've cried, they've laughed, they feel so much better after, their loved ones, gives me messages and symbols and once again, shows me images and in my third eye and it helps me to, the translations usually come from the client, but the symbols, come through and then it means something to the client, which helps with opening up, more information of what I'm getting. So I'm really enjoying the mediumship readings and I love doing my job. I love doing psychic readings and I really do, have a very good life because of it. I had a near-death experience when I was 16, and when I came back, I just knew things. And my parents had me prayed over because they thought that there was some sort of spiritual, disaster happening because, I would know things and pick up on things. So in the 80s, I started working on the hotline numbers, and I worked for Psychic Network or something like that. Dionne Warwick was the host, and I did do very well. But then I went in and worked with the entertainment industry for about a decade, and when I got married and had my daughter, I went back to the psychic readings full time, and so I've been doing that for at least two decades full time. But once again, I did start in the 80s professionally, and I also had a TV show in the 80s, I had a TV show in the 90s, I had half of 2000, I had a TV show, and I currently have a TV show too, which is on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. It's every Wednesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time on Channel 3. You can watch it on the web at MNN, which is for Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org. And like I said, I'm on Channel 3 Wednesday. So thank you so much for calling in. Our show is about to end. I do really appreciate, it was great to have new callers, and I'm glad that I started the show late. Once again, it was a good show. I do have next week scheduled, so, once again, you can catch me there. I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. And thank you for a private reading with me. It's greatly appreciated. It supports the show, and it supports doing, gifted readings and really helping people. So thank you again. I appreciate it, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye for now.